Luke chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. I won't ask you to stand and read, but I would like for you to at least see where we're reading from. Luke chapter 2, and I'm going to be reading from verse 1 through verse 7. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. One of our neighbors works for a local nursery, and Sherry is convinced that they use her yard to try out each New Year's inflatables. She's told us that Halloween is her favorite holiday, and her front yard this Halloween was filled with inflatables of dragons and ghosts and monsters and witches and tombstones and little things that rose up from the ground and went back down. Yesterday, I looked in her front yard at all the inflatables she had up for Christmas. There's a tree with elves climbing up and down on it. There's a sleigh being pulled by reindeer. There are various Santa Clauses, packages, gifts, snowmen, colored ball and various size and colored icicles. The only inflatable that her yard is missing is Jesus. How can you have Christmas without Christ? How can you miss the message of the Messiah? How does one light up the night without thinking of shepherds and angels and a bright shining star? This was the plight of the innkeeper, who we can sympathize with. His house was filled with guests who were demanding food, a comfortable place to sleep, and a place to keep their animals. When Mary and Joseph show up, it only takes one look to see that Joseph and Mary are going to require more than what he had on hand. They needed a place for a baby to be born. I'm sure his thoughts went to how this event was going to disturb the other guests, and how Mary would need his wife to assist her, and he needed his wife that night to assist him, and how none of his guests had signed up to witness a woman giving birth to a child. His mind probably thought of the refunds that he would have to give the next day, and the bad reviews that his inn would receive on Travelocity and Google. So the cost of bringing Jesus into his home was deemed to be too high, too costly, too expensive. He consoled himself by reminding himself that he had other commitments, that he had to make a living, and he had to take advantage of the windfall that a full inn was going to bring him that night. After all, he had offered Joseph and Mary a stable with fresh hay. They would be out of the weather, out of the cold, but mainly out of his hair. Nothing has changed, has it? If you invite the Christ child into your home, he is going to make a mess. His presence will force you to rearrange your priorities, your lifestyle, and to give up your control. He will be like a newborn baby who will impede on what you want to do and when and how you want to do it. He will want your time, your talents, and your treasures. Many people find that, like my neighbor and the innkeeper, it's easier to keep Christ out than it is to bring him in. we appease ourselves with religion, with being a good and moral person, and with lip service that does not emanate or touch our hearts. We tell ourselves that our past pains, our disillusionments, and our disappointments are what keep him out. We label him the church rather than the Christ. We never see ourselves as the innkeeper. We tragically believe that our actions are justified and that God understands. Like the rich young ruler, we walk away from him because his demands are too high and we're not ready for that kind of commitment. Let's be reminded this Christmas Eve that eventually the manger turned into a cross. The cry of a newborn in a stall turned into the cry of a dying Savior at Calvary. The child that Joseph and Mary oohed and awed over grew into a man who would be slapped and spat upon. The tiny hand that held Mary's finger would one day have a spike driven through it. Unlike the innkeeper, you cannot ignore Jesus and his love, his grace, and his mercy. You can't move him so far away that you no longer hear his voice. In fact, some of you may be uncomfortable right now because you hear his voice and you feel his tug at your heart. Jesus said this in the book of Revelations, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. And if you hear my knock and will open the door, I will come in and stay with you, and you will be with me." If the innkeeper had only known who was standing at his door that fateful evening, surely he would have thrown the door open and said, "Come in. My home is your home." But he can claim ignorance. He did not know. In his eyes, it was just another traveler, just another couple. But you cannot claim ignorance. You know who he is, and in regard to your life, you know where he is. Don't leave him outside tonight. He waits. He calls your name. He knocks at the door. And he asks you to let him in. Let's pray. Jesus, we would be the epitome of hypocrisy if we gathered in this house tonight and we sang about you and we talked about you and we read scripture about you and yet did not allow you to come in. So tonight, we open the doors of our heart. We refuse to be like the innkeeper. We refuse to try to find you a place somewhere away from our lives, away from our choices, away from what we're doing, and push you outside. We know you're out there, and we give lip service to you being out there, but we're not willing to let you in. Because we know that if we let you in, there's a very real possibility that you will change our lives. And we refuse to see how desperately we need that to happen. I pray for that one here tonight who for years and years has kept you out in the stall, has kept you out of coming in. I pray tonight for that person that they would lay aside every excuse and would say to you this night, come in. I pray for that young person here tonight who in this portion of their life feels like that they have everything in control and they know what they want to do and they have their lives planned out, and one day when it's convenient, when they have time, when they're older, they intend to let you in. But I pray tonight that they would realize how brief and how fleeting life is and how easy it is to become accustomed to you being in the stall while we're in the house. May doors in this church tonight fling open as we say, come in, Jesus. I want you inside my life and inside my heart. I pray that tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.